this urban warfare is already taking place from day one. It's not something new. And Ukraine's Ministry of Defense and Ukraine Armed Forces are very well prepared for this. And they are, they are protecting Ukrainian cities really well. Look at the city of Mariupol. I mean, the city of Mariupol has been almost razed to the ground. And everything that happens, of course, they're throwing bombs at Mariupol, but there is also urban warfare. You know, there's battles raging on the streets of Mariupol on a daily basis.
So, Yuri, how are Ukrainian forces holding up against this multi-pronged attack?
Ukrainian armed forces who are encircled, they're still able to resist efficiently. They destroy enemy they destroy enemy tanks, they capture enemy tanks and use them against the enemy. So the same can be said about some cities surrounding Kyiv. Some of these names, you know, the international community already has heard many times, like Irpin, Gostomel, Bucha, right? So these are all places where urban warfare is already taking place.
And we hear that Syrians and hundreds, if not 1,000 or more members of the Wagner private military group are headed to Ukraine. What's the message to them?
And they have to understand that if they arrive in Ukraine, I mean, it's not going to be an easy walk for them. They will have to travel back in plastic bags, because Ukrainian soldiers, when it comes to urban warfare at the moment, and this is not over exaggeration, they are some of the best in the world, because they've been doing this for 8 years now, you know, and we just can feel pity for these guys. I'm not sure if it's a joke, but I've even heard some Ukrainian diplomats say this, that some of these, like the majority of these Syrian fighters, allegedly their plan is to arrive here in the guise of warriors and mercenaries, then surrender to Ukraine and then travel to Europe to seek asylum. The will of a mercenary will never be able to compete with the will of a warrior who is fighting for his land, for his mother, for his daughters. So that's a one-way ticket for those guys, I'm afraid.